Alrighty, 10:04 it is. Thursday morning, Coach Cody Gross is up today. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning.
Always a great time to have you up here, especially after a win.
Yeah, it's been better the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No offense.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't take offense to anything. We played our hearts out again Friday night, and that was a tough ball game.
It was.
East Limestone, they've got a good team.
They do, and they're tough, you know, and it's a huge, huge game for them. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, those kids, I think, played harder than they played all year. You know, and they do that, they're gonna make a little noise there in 5A. But it was a physical football game. That was the most physical we've been.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's a step in the right direction for us as far as that's concerned. We actually had some plays where we're knocking folks backwards, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And we hadn't done a whole lot of that.
You know, it's always in every game, and it doesn't matter whether you're on the winning side or on the losing side, there's a play that you see, and sometimes it's very obvious, sometimes it's kind of, you know, maybe not so obvious, but it's always there. That you think, oh, gee whiz, I can't believe, you know. So they're kicking the ball or punting the ball, whichever it is, and it goes to our guy. And I was standing next to Cliff Smith, and I said, they're fixing to give the ball to East. I said, I guarantee you, because from where I'm standing, which is way back, I'm on the other end of the field, it looked like that, you know, he touched the ball. And Cliff said, oh, no, they won't do that, you know. I said, you just wait, you know. So sure enough, they did.
Oh, yeah. You
of course,
were right.
It didn't matter.
But you were right. And yeah. As I saw them gather, I was with you. I was like, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. And he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't touch it, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the coaches brings me the iPad.
Yeah.
You know, look at this.
Yeah.
So I hold the iPad up, you know. But, I mean – you know, that kind of stuff does happen.
But there's always every game there's a, and it may not be that obvious, but there's always some little something, whether you're on the winning side of the ball or on the losing side.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
You know, it's just human error.
You know, had McCoundry, had he touched it, would have gone after it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, he took one step like, well, maybe I can still go get it and still get something out of it. And it was moving so fast, he just moved away from it. And that's the thing, had he touched it,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't have gone 30 more yards.
Right.
And the trajectory, I believe, of the ball would have changed, and that didn't happen. So
we were at a ball game one year, though, as strange as it is. We were at a ball game one year. I don't remember who it was, but we were playing, and it was the kickoff. they kicked
getting
the ball.
Getting choked up?
Yeah. They kicked. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. They kicked the ball. And the other team didn't field the kickoff. And so, you know, you get on it, and it's, you know, of course, it's your ball, you know, because mm-hmm. it's a live ball. So, but anyway, that happens. But, no, it was a great ball game. I thought that we had a good crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we did some good things. And, of course, we always do some things, I'm sure, that don't please the coach. Anything
right.
that really stood out in your mind that you weren't happy with?
Well, we, you know, I think we dropped two touchdown passes. Which obviously would have helped. You know, first drive of the game, we missed one in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then first drive of the second half, we dropped one that not sure it would have been a touchdown, but it would have been – he may have got caught.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, those were – you know, first half we had four possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped a touchdown pass on the first one. We scored the other three. So just missing some opportunities to make big plays, which, you know – going forward, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, when you get an opportunity to make a big play, you got to make it. And so I think that was part of it. And you know, we did allow one drive defensively, and that was really it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, we did a good job. But we were misaligned a few times on that drive. Now, again, we won't face that type of offense again. So I was pleased with how we responded to that. I thought our guys did a good job of being where they're supposed to be. You know, especially a guy like Ethan Rinke, who we talked about last week. Ethan did a great job of reading his keys. And then if he's supposed to have quarterback, he had quarterback. You know, it'd be times that they're giving it and they're running to the left sideline and Rinke's running to the right sideline with the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you love to see as a coach,
mm-hmm.
is he's doing his job.
Right.
Because the time he don't do it,
mm-hmm.
and the quarterback pulls it, now you're in trouble. So, you know, that's an example, I think, of maturing on his part and our football team of – you do your job. And again, Coach Creasy said that.
Oh, yeah.
8 million times.
Yeah.
But do your job and trust your teammates to do theirs. And that was huge to see that, you know. And
now, was that the first game he had started?
Rinky? Oh, no, sir. No,
okay.
Sir. He started some last year, and he started every game this year.
Okay.
You know, played great last week against Florence, and then continued that play this week. So, you know, I think he's flipped the switch.
Okay.
But I'd say the things that not real pleased with would have been that. I thought our kickoff coverage was not as good as it should have been. Now, out of a few people, it was. Out of Perry Kirby, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And thank the Lord for Perry Kirby, because he made a tackle on the other side of the field where we had guys jogging. We had a few guys jogging on our punt coverage team, and we've worked hard this week. We do it every week, but we've really hammered them this week about making sure that we are sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're just counting on somebody else to do it, or you taking a play off, and we've worked hard to remedy those mistakes, because especially against a team like Decatur this week, kicking game's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And their team's going to do what they're supposed to do. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get beat.
You know, we're talking about plays that could make a difference or may make a difference, and you never know. They pulled the 2-point conversion on us late in the somewhere in there, and converted it, and then they called him for illegal touching. Of course, Jeff Pugh came apart on the sidelines, and
he was right.
I can understand.
He was right.
Oh, was he right?
He was right. And you know, we did. That was a play where we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We have a man assigned to him, and
somebody just let him go on the sideline. We were talking about it on the sideline, and somebody was trying to explain it to me, and said that the guy wasn't. I don't know exactly what he did that he wasn't supposed to do, but whatever it was, he wasn't in the right position to do whatever it was. That's the reason the official called it there, you know. So
and like I say, they lined up correctly. What he said was that they lined up this old swinging gate, and we worked it all week, and it's tough. There's tough things in it, and they do a good job with it. But we worked it all week, and they have the center who is ineligible, and then a guard beside him who is eligible with a receiver number. A receiver over by himself off the ball, which makes the off-the-ball receiver and that guard eligible. And they said that he was covered up by that receiver, which I would agree with Jeff that he was not.
Yeah. Well, both of you were wrong, according to the officials this week.
Well, that happened several times, I believe.
Yeah, well, it always does. But anyway, that and I don't know whether that would have made a difference or not. That was 2 points, and
well, it would have cut it to 10. But I mean, as it was, it made a 12-point game.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's a you can't be a touchdown, 2-point conversion, and a field goal. Now it's got to take 2 touchdowns. So it was pretty big.
Yeah, but there were a lot of things that happened in the game that could have changed one way or the other. Momentum. We talked about momentum last week. You know, they drove the ball several times. And couldn't punch it in. And I think that was good on our defense. You know, and the defense has played great. Little Gray twins. And then we got a bunch of kids. You know, that I noticed. I'm picking up names about halfway through the season now. It takes me a while when you get old like I am, you can't remember things, but I remember the play that they had. They had several good plays. Got good play out of Rinky.
Mm-hmm.
Your son played well. He caught some passes that looked to me like were difficult to catch.
And missed one that was easy.
Well, he missed one that was easy, but I wasn't going to say that. But it was. And but I mean, you're going to lose and miss some.
Oh, you are. Some. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But the thing I was proud of, I talked about the kicking game. I didn't think we covered well on punt. Didn't think we covered that well on kickoff. But we still, as a whole, but we covered in spots and then happened to make a play. It wound up biting us. But we only punted twice, and Sean O'Connor did a great job punting. Pinning them deep,
mm-hmm.
And again, make them drive the length of the field.
Right.
And one time they did, the one drive they had, they went a long way. But making those guys drive at 90 yards is a big deal, because eventually you think you can get them behind the chains and be in good shape. So, I thought he did a great job with that of pinning them deep. And, there's a lot of hidden yardage in the kicking game, and I think we did a good job with that the other night.
And you had some other guys, big number 70 Biggs. He played a real good game. Such a he's a big kid.
He
you
is
know what I'm saying?
Appropriately named, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's
he
a
is.
great name for a lineman. Almost as good. Well, it's not as good. You know, the running back I played with at UNA in '93 was Tyrone Rush.
Okay,
there was a running back, and he could rush.
Yeah.
It was. I thought that was a perfect name. But yeah, Biggs is a good name for a tackle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he played well. Had a bunch of folks that played well.
Well, I was proud of Baylor Greenhall.
Yeah,
he got his first start in at center, and
who's
played the entire game.
Center?
Jared Gearhart.
Okay,
and he was a little banged up, so he was ready to play, but we didn't need him.
Yeah,
and you know, Baylor's a Golden Eagle through and through.
Yeah,
and
like
know,
all those Greenhalls,
he is. But I'm telling you, he loves Athens High School, and he's a great teammate, and tickled to death for him. Told him early in the week last week he was going to be a captain, and then he got a start and he played every snap offensively, and very, very proud for him.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk some more with Coach Cody Gross in just a minute.
In Athens, Alabama, is William G. Matthews. The law offices of William G. Matthews is equipped to handle all your legal needs. Real estate closings, divorce cases, personal injury, social security disability, on-the-job injuries, adoptions, bankruptcies, wills, estates, and probates. There's no need to use an out-of-town law firm when William G. Matthews is local. When you schedule your appointment with William G. Matthews, you meet with him face-to-face. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-232-2310. Serving Athens and surrounding North Alabama areas. William G. Matthews, Attorney at Law. Online at athens-lawyer.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided are greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good neighbor.
Reliance Bank is now Trustmark, one of the South's strongest and most respected financial institutions. Trustmark is a diversified financial services company providing banking, wealth management, and insurance solutions in over 190 locations in Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. Trustmark, a community-focused, value-guided organization making a difference in the lives of their customers and communities, is proud to support the Athens High School Golden Eagles. Stop by Trustmark's Jefferson Street or Highway 72 East location to learn more about their products and services, including the new Squad student banking account. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cody Gross at 10:18, talking East Limestone football game that was Friday night. Of course, that wasn't a region game. And, you know, it's really sad. At one time, you know, that was a region game for us because we were both in 5A. Does it put any more humma-humma in it when it is a region game versus when it's not a region game? I mean, is there more drive that – this is, all right, let's just be honest. And I realize that in the big picture – this could have some playoff implications because if you get down and if you get into this tie thing,
right?
You know, the games that you know that you won or the common opponents or whatever, the however they do that, who had the most toes this week or you know,
yeah, what it gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know where they come up with these stupid rules, but assuming that it didn't have any implications in the thing, this is a game you could have really theoretically taken off. And just said, well, you know, I mean, I know you wouldn't do it, but you could have said, well, we're not going to play the starters this week. You know, they're kind of bunged up. We need to save them for Decatur, and we got Austin down the road, and we got Columbia. This is a non-region game, so, yeah, you know, hey, you could have done that.
And it wouldn't. I guess.
And you probably wouldn't have been here next week.
You are correct.
But, no, you see what I'm saying. Do you treat those games, because, you know, of course, we played Sparkman. That wasn't a region game.
Right.
And we'll play Huntsville at the end, and that's not going to be a region game. Theoretically, again, you know, if you're in the playoffs, you could say, hey, look, this Huntsville game's not really important. We're fixing to start into the playoffs. We're just going to kind of coast through Huntsville. You know, we're not going to try to get anybody hurt. And then, you know, do you approach those non-region games different than what you do the region games?
I don't. Okay. Now, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about the NFL.
Yeah, well,
how once they're secured their playoff spot or home field advantage, they rest some guys. Or that's the discussion. I think that one's a little bit different than us. But, you know, I talk to our guys all the time. We talked to them about it yesterday, that every day is the same day for us, 365 days a year. We're going to work hard. We've got this goal. We're trying to make things a way of life. So, you know, I don't care if we're playing the – that old saying my dad used to say, so I say this, is I don't care if we're playing the North Lawrence Blue Team.
Okay.
We're going to get after it, and we're going to approach it the same way, because our deal is we got to get better.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's always first thing we're going to approach is us. How are we going to get better? Let's focus on us. And then schematically we look at the other team. But, no, there's never any thought of
I didn't think so, but I thought, well, you know, I'm going to ask.
Yeah. May be some coaches that do it, but I honestly don't think so. I mean, I'm too much of a competitor to.
Well, I think most of everybody around here is competitive enough. You didn't want to lose to your cross-county rival. No. Jeff didn't want to lose to you.
No.
You know, you got one coming up this week. It's a little different. Next week, is next week spring or fall break?
Unfortunately, yes.
So how do you handle fall break?
Well, I've had several freshmen ask me, are we practicing next week?
Oh, that was a bad question to ask the head coach.
Yes, yes, we are. We will practice, you know, our practice schedule will change a little bit, you know, because I'm worried about it, to be honest with you, because we have them first block. We bring them in before school. We do things after school. Well, next week I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do it twice a day, because I'm not going to do that to those kids. So we may have to be there a little longer at times. At one time, I like having it split.
Mm-hmm.
They get to recover, and we can do some more. So it'll change our schedule a little bit, but most likely we'll practice in the mornings. Monday will be an afternoon deal because we've got a JV and freshman game that night, and it's hard enough for some of our kids to get there once, much less twice.
Right.
That's probably what will happen there, but you know, when the schedule came out, they send them out to the teachers' possible school calendars. They send you about three or four to vote on. And, of course, I voted on the no fall break. I think I may have been the only one that voted on that one, but we didn't win, I can tell you that.
I didn't figure you would, but, you know, I was just wondering if that created a problem, you know, for a football coach. You know, basketball, you know, I think those guys kind of get used to playing during Christmas and everything else. And football, you know, you kind of, you know, usually don't play, you know, during the holidays. Of course, this isn't a holiday. But, you know, you got the kids, especially the freshmen, they're not used to what's going on yet.
So. And a lot of the parents are thinking, hey, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
We're going to the beach for a week.
That's right. We are. Well, you go ahead.
Well, you can, but not going to be good.
Okay. We send a letter out before the season starts, I guess, that tells you here are the games and this is what we expect you to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, really, that's a dedication that people don't understand. You know, they think about, you know, playing sports, whatever the sport may be. And, you know, they kind of think, well, you know, yeah, we'll play. And then they don't realize, gee whiz, I got to be up at what time did you say to be there every day? And then I got to be there during Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we make it, you know, I got to go through. Oh no, I can't. I don't want to do that. You
no,
know, it's a commitment.
It is. You know, you think about our players. They're there at 7:25 most mornings. Then they're, you know, school starts at 8, and then they're working after school, and then on Saturdays they're there at 9:00. They're there from 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. You know, that's a.
Do Do you practice them on Saturday morning?
We lift weights and watch the previous night's film.
Okay.
And try to flush that game, get it out of our system, good or bad, and move on to the next one. But
you have a 24-hour rule?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a little less than that since we bring them in the mornings. But, yeah, it is. You know, that's kind of the – I guess that's kind of the norm is good or bad. After 24 hours, let's get rid of it. But it helps me as a coach to get rid of it that next morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's good or bad, let's move on to that next opponent. But it's really big to me that we bring them in and lift them and run them that next morning. And we do a leg day, which is tough after playing a football game. But it gives them 6 days to recover rather than doing legs on a Monday, so to, you know, for example. And it helps. It really helps with the soreness. Yes, those guys, they don't like it, but they do when it's over.
Right.
You know, the feeling is way better than when they got there. Yeah. And I think that's big in recovery.
Yeah. Of course, we've got a big game this week back in region play. We'll talk about that in just a second. We're going to take this break, do some weather and all that kind of stuff, I guess. Is that coming up? So we'll do this. We'll come back in just a minute. So hang on with us here. We've got Coach Gross, WKAC.
Athens Athletics, your headquarters for all your trophy, monogramming, and screen printing needs. All work is done in-house at their location to ensure top quality results. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your only locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, and everything in between, Athens Athletics has you covered. Plus, they do custom vinyl lettering too. Athens Athletics can even custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive.
Bojangles is all about flavor. We've got flavor in our perfectly seasoned chicken, flavorful fixins, hence the name, and all over our seasoned fries. I mean, just look at the seasoning on these fries. Oh, wait, sorry, I forgot you can't see me. Anyway, Bojangles uses traditional Southern recipes with a little zip, a little kick, and a little spice because we believe that life is too short to be bland.
Grab a Big Bow box and feed the whole group with chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
WKAC wants to recognize our local athletes, and you can help. Go to WKAC1080.com throughout the school year and click on the tailgate talk icon to vote for the Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. The winner will receive a gift card from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill. Submit your own nominations for future polls, too. While you're there, check out the tailgate talk archives and see what you might have missed. That's the Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. Cast your vote today from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and 1080 WKAC.
WKAC. Weather.
Well, good morning. We're going to be watching the wind component today. What we mean by that is if the wind picks up out of the east at about 15 miles an hour, that'll mean that cooler wedge of air is going to have made it across the Georgia-Alabama state line and farther to the east. And if that happens, our temperatures may actually fall back into the low 70s this afternoon. Starting off nice, though, and in the 50s. That's the latest forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Brad Travis on WKAC.
All right, Brad. Thank you, sir. All right. Off mic conversations here at 1029. It's sunny. 74 at WKAC.
If you're wondering what we're laughing about, Bill Zachary just showed up in the studio here. But at one time, this is a true story. Let's put it this way, Coach. According to Bill,
this is folklore says that Bill Zachary was once the fastest man in the city of Huntsville
at Lee High School. Mike Meyer said that. Mike was known to stretch the truth just a little bit. Now
he never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's exactly right. But Bill says that so Coach asked him if he could outrun a horse. He said he doubted if he could, but he was slow.
Slow the first 40 yards.
So you picked up steam them last 60.
I did.
Okay. All right. Okay, Coach, enough foolishness here. We got Decatur coming up this week. This is homecoming for Decatur. How's that feel for you? Bother you any that they've scheduled you for homecoming?
Not really. Like I told our players, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, they're not having a real good year over at
Decatur. Well, they're the same record as us overall and in the region. They were our homecoming last year.
And, so they just decided to return the favor, I guess.
And I didn't do that for any reason. We didn't have a homecoming opponent on our schedule.
Yeah.
So you had to pick someone. So, no, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, that's just...
Does that give them... I know in the past, we've talked about it with you and Coach Creasy, both, and neither one of you are real crazy. And I don't really know. I've talked to Jeff, even, you know, Pew, and nobody's coach-wise is real crazy about homecoming. It's kind of a distraction as far as a football coach is concerned. It's more for, I guess, you know, the people that are in the homecoming court and all the festivities that go on, the parade and the whole nine yards. What do you do different on your homecoming to prepare those kids? Anything different? Basically
just
the same thing?
The same thing. We just remind them of, you know, the main event is the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares what happens the rest of the time if you lose the game.
Yeah.
And you got folks that are coming back to see you for the only time that year.
Yeah.
And if you do play good enough, maybe they'll come back again.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's it's one thing. I mean, homecoming's great, you know. And I'm not as a coach, you're like,
yeah.
But it's great because it gets student body involved in things. Again, the alumni get to come back. Hopefully, the town gets involved, and I think we do a good job in Athens with that. And I'm sure they do over there. It's it's all part of the high school experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. But just tell our guys that, you know, the thing that matters is what happens on Friday night.
I'm going to ask this question, and I think about it so many times. Of course, I was with Coach Creasy so long. Every time some of these stuff I think about, I still kind of has a flashback to
him. A little
him.
Worried. There was a long pause there.
Well, the reason I asked is because I asked him one day, I said, now, common opponent-wise, how have y'all done back to each other? You know, I mean, in other words, how have they fared based on the same opponents that you've played? That's the question. You can give me an answer. He told me, but that ain't got nothing to do with anything. And that's true. It really doesn't. But it kind of gives you as a fan, maybe a gauge. You know, it's kind of like, well, you know, man, you know, we just squeaked by, you know, Muscle Shoals, and they beat Muscle Shoals. So, you know, we know, kind of know how Muscle Shoals play. Do you go back and look at that kind of stuff? I mean, the people that – I don't even know who they've played that we've played. Or if
nobody.
Beat, nobody. So, that,
so,
that, so
it's a moot point.
That's a moot point.
Ask it another week.
Okay. Dumb question.
No, but it – yeah, I mean, you don't look at those things, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with matchups.
Hmm.
You know, really how you match up with another team has a lot to do with it. And again, you're dealing with high school kids, so it could be a game where you showed up to play and the other team didn't, or vice versa. So I don't put a whole lot of stock in it. Obviously, I look at it, you know, and it goes through your head. When it comes right down to it, you got to go play. I mean, you look at us in Hartsel and Florence and Hartsel.
Right.
Hartsel beats us, what, 35-7?
Right.
And Florence beats Hartsel 35-14.
Mm.
We shouldn't, you know.
Right.
So looking at that, you'd go, oh my gosh, we shouldn't even show up for the game.
Right.
So there's a lot of factors go into it, but I, you know, just the I guess the human element you're going
to
look at.
Do you not see your team week to week, and I know you hope you do this, but I mean really, in all seriousness, do you not see your team growing week to week? No, I mean, not just from a physical standpoint as far as, you know, their strength and so forth, but I mean, I'm just talking about mentally. Not just the physical part, but mentally.
Yeah.
Do you not see those guys growing from week to week, doing things that they did last week that they didn't do the previous week?
Definitely. Definitely do.
I mean, plays that we missed the first week or the second week that we've caught on to now that we understand, hey, look, we got to stay where we're supposed to stay.
Right.
We got to do our job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. And, you know, we're still a young football team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be able to say that a whole lot longer. But they've now played a lot of football.
Mm-hmm.
And that matters. You know, it's the more you see in a live setting on a Friday night, the better you're going to respond to something the next time, even if it's not the same thing. I don't know if that even makes sense, but analogy I use, and this is probably going to be real off the wall, is like as I'm teaching my boys how to drive,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking to them about you need to drive as much as you possibly can before with me in the car until it's time to get on your own. because even at my age, as much as I've driven, I'm going to come upon a situation driving that I've never been upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
I've been in so many situations, I've got a better chance of responding right mm-hmm. or the correct way than an inexperienced driver does. And that may be the craziest analogy ever, but in a football game, once you've seen a lot of different things, you're able to respond to something that may be even new or a little bit different, or you're able to adjust on the fly a little bit better. I mean, there's adjustments that have to be made during a football game, and an inexperienced football player has a really, really hard time doing that because it's so new to them. Hey, I know my job, and I'm going to do this. All right, well, they're giving us a little different look than we prepared for this week because there's always going to be a wrinkle, you know, and an inexperienced guy is not going to be able to make that adjustment. An experienced guy will. So I've definitely seen us grow. You know, I've seen guys that have made mistakes early in the year that have corrected those, and, you know, hopefully they'll continue to do that. We're going to have to keep growing, but I've been very pleased with that. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. They've definitely done that.
Have you ever been hesitant? And this may not be a fair question, but have you ever been hesitant about putting somebody in that hasn't played much? You know, it's a situation where you really, mm-hmm. I mean, you're just kind of, we don't have anybody else. And so we got to stick, you know, Jimmy in there. And Jimmy hadn't played, you know, any this year at all. You know, mm-hmm. he's a freshman maybe that we brought up here just in case, hoping that we didn't have to encase him.
Right.
Now we do.
Yeah, there you're no doubt about that. There's, that happens. I mean, it's happened this year. Where there's, you know, gone into game saying, hey, we need to get this guy in the game. But when it comes right down to it, still not sure.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is, and I've talked about him on here before, is Jacarius Scott, who went straight from scout team to starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just said, hey, we're going to throw him in there.
Yeah.
He's earned that right, and he's practiced well enough. It really goes back to how you practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other one I'm talking about hadn't practiced well enough. Yeah. You know, we think he may can do it.
Right.
But he hadn't shown us during the week that he can do it.
You know, and I've heard coaches say this, and I've heard college coaches say that, you know, some players just don't practice well, but they play phenomenal. My thing is, if they don't practice well and you're not playing them because they're not practicing well, how do you know?
You'll never know.
Then how they're going to play on the field?
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough one. You know, sometimes a guy is so talented that you see enough glimpses that you go, hey, we're going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
But it boils down to me is you got to be able to trust a guy.
Yeah.
You got to be able to trust him because, you know, a guy goes out there and there's a if there's a trust issue, you know what I mean? That I don't mean don't trust him as a person.
Right.
I mean, I don't trust them that they're going to do their job every time. If you got that trust issue as far as that's concerned and you put them out there and then they don't do what they're supposed to do, you're going, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen. Right. And I just hurt everybody on his football team because I allowed him to go do it, and he didn't do it in practice. Yeah. Why should I expect him to do it in a game?
Yeah.
And you're hurting not just the defense. If it's a defense, you're hurting everybody.
Yeah.
You're hurting my wife. You're hurting my, you know what I mean? You're hurting the town. I mean, it gets into that, honestly. Yeah. So we've got to trust them in practice to do what they're supposed to do, and once they do that, then we'll give them a shot in a game.
You've got a headhunter of the week this week. Randy McKinney and the folks out at Athens Athletic give us this T-shirt every week. Of course, we always like to give the T-shirts away because I think the kids think more of the T-shirts than they do about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me one time you could give them gold, and they'd rather have the T-shirt than gold. But Jordan Malone is the headhunter of the week this week. So tell us a little bit about Jordan.
Well, Jordan is a junior safety, wears number 3. And he's our guy last year who, week 8, moved from scout team on the beginning of a practice on Tuesday to starting on Friday night. Took him all year wearing out our offense until I was convinced that he could go do it. And he wound up starting for us the last 3 games of the year and then starting now. And then he's one of those guys I've seen progress this season as well. Now, like I said, not only physically, but you know, mentally and understanding how everything works for us defensively. Because you're on the back end like he and John David Matthews are at safety. You got to know how it all fits together and you got to get folks lined up. And Jordan's done a good job with that. The other night he made an unbelievable play on our sideline where he formed a guy up and brought his hips, ran his feet, and dumped the guy. About as excited as I've been in a football game in a long time was on that play, just seeing him make that play. early in the year, he didn't fit blocks exactly right, and didn't shock and lock a defender out on the perimeter, and it cost us a little bit in the Hartsville game. So now we're seeing him take on blocks better. And just proud of Jordan. He's a quiet kid around us, probably not so quiet around the kids, but he's a quiet kid around us, and comes to work every day. He got a smile on his face, and I really like Jordan. He's a good football player, and thankfully we got him for another year and a half. And Sam Graham, Coach Graham, started calling him Moses, so I call him Moses.
How did
going back to Moses Malone.
Oh, okay.
You know, of course, a lot of kids don't know who that is,
right.
But it's kind of kicked in, and some of the kids actually call him Moses now, but he's known as Moses to me, not Jordan, but he's a great kid, and I'm glad he's with us.
Defensively, one of the things that I've kind of caught on to here, and there again, I'm not an analyst or an expert on any of it, any stretch of the imagination, but it seems like they were tackling better on defense. That's really come on the last couple of weeks.
Much better, much better. You know, Muscle Shoals was the glaring game. I think it was 37 missed tackles, and then I think we were down to 12 against Florence, and can't tell you how many it was last week, but it was not nearly as many. Now, part of that was most of it was between the tackles.
Mm.
You know, it's a lot tougher in space. You know, years ago, and that's the thing people talk about, well, tackling's not as good anymore. Well, the game's changed.
Right.
You know, back when, even when I played, and I'm getting old enough that it was a long time ago, a lot of the game was played between the tackles.
Yeah.
You know, what I say is you could play in a phone booth.
Yeah.
Everything was tight.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be able to run. You didn't make plays in space.
Yeah.
Everything was downhill. And now it is not a lot of downhill. You get it some, but it's out in space. It's one-on-one with a little scat back that can move. It's hard to tackle those suckers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a reason offenses do that, make you defend the depth and width of the field. And so that part's changed. But we have done a much better job. We've really concentrated more on it in practice.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about Decatur and Athens and look at it from offense and defense while I see what's happening. So hang on. We'll be back. More with Cody Gross in just a minute.
For students, life's short. Spend it freely.
Because one minute, the final bell's ringing for summer.
And before you know it, you're stuck in a cubicle.
Now's the time for making memories, not just money.
And with so much freedom, you'll need a bank account that's just as free.
Squad Student Banking from Trustmark.
With no monthly fees, a free app, free customization of your first debit card, and more.
Because there are two things you should never waste.
Your life and your money.
Bank freely.
With Squad Student Banking from Trustmark.
Member FDIC.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good name.
In Athens, Alabama, is William G. Matthews. The law offices of William G. Matthews is equipped to handle all your legal needs. Real estate closings, divorce cases, personal injury, social security disability, on-the-job injuries, adoptions, bankruptcies, wills, estates, and probates. There's no need to use an out-of-town law firm when William G. Matthews is local. When you schedule your appointment with William G. Matthews, you meet with him face-to-face. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-232-2310. Serving Athens and surrounding North Alabama areas. William G. Matthews, Attorney at Law. Online at athens-lawyer.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided are greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
High school head football coach Cody Gross at 10:44, 16 minutes away from 11 o'clock. It is on Thursday. Today's the fifth day of the month. played Decatur, of course, on Friday night. That's over at Ogle Stadium. It's homecoming for Decatur. Size-wise, Coach, Decatur big this year? Are they bigger than what they've been in the past? Smaller? What's the deal?
Defensive line is bigger than what they've been.
Can you compare them to somebody defensively, size-wise, that maybe we've played already? So we can kind of, in our mind, if we've seen Florence, are they as big as Florence?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
thankfully, that's a no.
Okay.
Neither are the New York Giants.
Okay.
let's see. Not as big as Sparkman.
Are they as big as East Limestone?
Probably comparable.
Suspect. Okay.
You know, maybe a little bigger as a whole than they are. But the thing they have is got Austin Marsh at linebacker. They've got the Marsh kid who is he's committed to Auburn, and he is he's a really good football player, and he's a big, strong, physical guy that can run. Talking about guys that can run, he's on the 4x1 team, and he's about 215.
This is defense.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. He wears number 20, and he committed to Auburn a few weeks ago. His dad's IV is from Tanner.
Right.
And really, really good football player, and they do a good job with their defensive line.
Was he not over at Lawrence County at one time?
He was. Okay. Lawrence County had a lot of folks at one time that never stayed there.
Yeah. Smothers was at Lawrence
Smothers.
County.
The Smothers brothers were there. Yeah. You had the Marsh brothers.
Yeah.
One of his older brother walked on at UNA.
Do you remember the Smothers Brothers TV show, by the way?
Well, I'm not that old.
Okay.
But I do know who they are. Bill remembers it well. But I do know who the Smothers brothers are.
Mike Blakely asked me the other night at the football game. He said, that Smothers kid's out there. He said, they ain't kin to them. What were their names, Bill, Don, and
Tom and Dick.
Tom and Dick. He said, they ain't kin to Tom and Dick. And I said, Tom and Dick Smothers, you mean to talk to the television people? I said, I don't think so. Yeah. He said, well, I didn't think so either.
But they, also in Lawrence County, they had the Jackson twins, Jamal and Jalen, who went to Hartzell, and I signed them at UNA. They're good players for UNA right now. So at one time you had Smothers, Marsh, and those guys, and they all left Moulton. So kind of tough. But Marsh is a really good player, and like I said, their defensive front, they do a good job of tying you up and keeping you off of the linebackers, and very sound in what they do. Just got a great respect for Coach Adcock and his staff. There's continuity on that staff, which is rare nowadays. You know, Kenny Morrison's offensive coordinator and Lee Cagle, the defensive coordinator, and they have been there since early 90s. That they've been together. And that's, like I said, that's unheard of now. And that helps tremendously when you're talking about a football program.
Yeah. Now, one of your guys, didn't his dad coach over there at one time?
Yes, B.J. Armstrong.
He's not there anymore, is he?
No, he's retired, but he was offensive line coach and one of the best in the business.
Yeah,
he actually coached Coach Terry, Daniel Terry, who's our old line coach.
Right.
Of course, we've got three guys on our staff who played at Decatur.
Yeah.
Daniel Terry, B.J. Armstrong, and Chris Coffey.
Yeah, he ran us to death one year.
Yeah, he did that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think he still could.
Yes, fixing himself. I think he still could. You ever thought about dressing him?
I wish we could. it'd be nice.
Yeah. But so offensively, what do they do at Decatur this year? Are they a throwing team or more of a running
team?
Well,
they are 20 personnel, where, you know, with two running backs, no tight end, three wide outs. Kind of like we do at times with our personnel. A lot of folks call a sniffer back. I call them a fullback, but our guys call it a sniffer. Zone read, power read, those things, and boots and play action. The quarterback's extremely mobile. Not quite as fast as the one they had last year. I mean, that guy could fly. This one can too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not, you know.
Are you worried about the quarterback taking off?
The other guy was kind of like Bill Zachary.
Yeah.
In his day. Not today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I am worried about it. You know, the thing that he can do that just keeps you up at night is that when things break down, he can make things happen. You can do what you're supposed to do, be where you're supposed to be, cover everything up. And then he pulls it down, uses his legs, and makes a play.
So how do you train your kids to not let this happen?
It's a good question.
Okay.
You just do what you're supposed to, and then you got to do a good job of tackling. You got to keep your head up. You got to run your feet through contact. You can't reach and grab. You just got to make sure that the secondary does not come off of receivers. That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, bad as you hate it, you give up 15 yards with him running it, it's a lot better than you coming off and giving up a 70-yard pass. So, you know, we've just got to do a good job of fundamentally tackling and rallying to the ball. Got to get guys making sure they are pursuing to the ball, so if somebody makes them cut it back, you're there. You know, the same old things work every week, but
does it make
I've
it difficult for you
nights
when you run into it? And we think a lot of times that every quarterback is a running quarterback in high school to some degree, because most of them to some degree are forced to run. Some of them are better at it than others, but when you have a true scrambling type quarterback, like as in what we have here with Smothers,
mm-hmm.
does that not make your job, well, as a head coach and then Coach Snyder, who's the defensive coordinator, does it make your job a whole lot harder when you got to defend the quarterback? Because it's kind of like we were talking about a while ago with these rugby kickers. You know, you don't know whether they're going to kick it,
mm-hmm.
run
it. It's extremely difficult. Like I said, I've had some sleepless nights this week because of that. Just, you know, you go back to when Rob Easdale was here. Yeah. You know, when we played Decatur his senior year, they didn't rush. We'd drop back pass, and they didn't even rush. They stayed on the line of scrimmage. They spied him with a linebacker, kept their defensive line on the line of scrimmage because basically they were saying, please throw it.
Yeah.
They don't want you running around, because once you run around, who knows what's going to happen. Receivers start breaking free.
We win that game?
We did. We beat them pretty handily that game.
Well, Mason Roof was happy then.
He was. Yeah. He was. Mason's not real fond of
No, he doesn't like Decatur at all. He'll be at Decatur.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He sends me texts on some of these games because he can't make them. He's in the field or whatever.
Right.
But I won't get a text from him this week at Decatur. He'll be at Decatur. You know, that's kind of one of those games that he always
if I may get it wrong, I think it's maybe the 86th time that we played Decatur. It's
on up there.
It's a lot. The longest standing rivalry. I think there was a little break there at one point because of region play and scheduling, but I think it's only 2 years that we hadn't played each other.
Mm.
And they've got the upper hand big time in this rivalry, but it's a big one. It means a lot to the older folks, and because of that and many other reasons, it means a lot to me and to our football team.
Well, let's take a little break. We'll come back, wrap things up. A little more with Decatur Athens. That's this weekend, so y'all stay right there.
Athens Athletics, your headquarters for all your trophy, monogramming, and screen printing needs. All work is done in-house at their location to ensure top quality results. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your only locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, and everything in between, Athens Athletics has you covered. Plus, they do custom vinyl lettering too. Athens Athletics can even custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive.
Bojangles is all about flavor. We've got flavor in our perfectly seasoned chicken, flavorful fixins, hence the name, and all over our seasoned fries. I mean, just look at the seasoning on these fries. Oh, wait, sorry, I forgot you can't see me. Anyway, Bojangles uses traditional Southern recipes with a little zip, a little kick, and a little spice because we believe that life is too short to be bland.
Grab a Big Bow box and feed the whole group with chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn. And right now, the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
Back here with Coach Cody Groves here at 10:54, 6 minutes in front of 11. So the Decatur game, how are they doing kicking-wise over Decatur? They've always had a good kicking program at Decatur.
They really have.
And they've had them just kick it out of Morgan County, you know.
No, that's true. I mean, they had O'Shuster,
yeah,
who was at UNA when I was there. He's not sure if he's helping them this year. Last year he was helping them as a volunteer basis.
Right.
But, yes, they've always had good kickers.
Good kickers and punters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a key.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. Big time,
because again, hidden yardage in the game, especially in it happens in the kicking game. We do it every week, but really focusing on kicking game, because in a tight game,
yeah,
that can make the difference. And,
absolutely,
you know, go back to the Florence game, Keandre fielding a couple of those punts that were shot to the moon,
yeah,
saved us maybe 20 yards,
mm-hmm,
and that may have been the difference in the football game. So.
I think the biggest key in that game, kicking-wise, is the kick that we kicked that rolled into the end zone right there toward the end.
No doubt. Made him,
you know, because, I mean, if he had
to go 80 instead of 60.
Really, or maybe less.
Right. But as far as the kickoffs go, they kind of spray it all around, which makes it tough on a kickoff return team because you got to prepare for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so – but they're – you know, they're just a sound football team. Coach Adcock's team is going to be sound.
Yeah. This is at 7 o'clock. It's over at Ogle. Of course, Greg Young and Martin Bailey will have coverage for us here at WKC1080.com. That's on Friday. We'll replay the game on Saturday at noon in case you didn't get a chance to hear it Friday night. Or if you heard it Friday night and it was so good you want to hear it again, that's fine too. You know, it doesn't matter to us. But we got some great sponsors, and got a great football team that's playing. And of course, we'd love for you to come to the ball game. You know, just because it's out there for you to listen to. Even you can bring your Android smartphone and listen to it while you're at the game. But
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get to hear Martin and Greg you know, do the play-by-play, and you don't have to listen to the PA guy. You know,
that's right.
But it should be, as all those Decatur-Athens games this week, this should be a great game. And it's a very important game as far as we're concerned. Well, as far as Decatur's concerned, too. But
yeah, we're in the same boat, and you're right. It should be a good football game. You know, last year, I don't like to talk about it a lot, but we don't talk to our players a lot about last year, but we didn't bring this one up. You know, they hit a wheel route with about 40 seconds left to beat us 31-28.
Mm-hmm.
We took the lead and then had the ball again and didn't get a first down, punted it away, and we just had a busted coverage.
Your defense has been a little more stingy this year, though. Even in the losses, I mean, there were a couple of them. One we didn't get off the bus on.
Right.
I don't know. Bill had them locked up in the back there somewhere. But
right.
Other than that, we've played well.
We have, but you know, it was a busted coverage there at the end of the game, and really felt like we outplayed them last year and lost, and that stings. But it was I thought pretty evenly matched. They were second in the region last year. They had a really good football team. This year, I think we match up a little bit better with them. But again, you know, they're Decatur, and they're going to be ready to play. Again, got really good football players, very well coached, and I think both teams have improved. You know, they opened season with Huntsville and lost to Huntsville, but Marsh didn't play in that game. And mm-hmm. I think if he plays, they probably win, honestly.
So he's that big of a player?
I think so.
Okay.
And then, then lose to Austin, which everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
And lost in a shootout to Hazel Green, 41-38.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Lee 14-7. They beat Columbia pretty handily. So, you know, we're both teams 2-3 overall, 1-3 in the region, and it's a crucial game for both of us.
I mean, it really could. When we get down to it, and when crunch time, and they start figuring it out, you know, if the loser of this game may be out, or we could be whether we're in the third slot or the fourth slot, and I don't know if that makes that much of a difference. Or maybe it could be the difference between you never know how things play out. It could be the difference between second and third slot, you know. I mean, it just kind of depends.
Well, you never really know. you know, it kind of looks like Austin Muscle Shoals will probably be 1-2, yeah. And then everybody else at this point, Hazel Green's 2-1.
Yeah.
With us, Decatur, Hartzell, and Hazel. And,
yeah, they hadn't gotten into their heavy schedule yet, have they, in Hazel Green?
No.
No, I mean, they, not really.
Not really. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of football left to be played, but at this point, we control our destiny.
Yeah.
We want to keep it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday night, 7 o'clock, Ogle Stadium. We'll see you there. Coach, good luck to you.
Thank you.
See you next week.